Okay, this is Brenda Gilbo interviewing Larry Overacker on April 25th, 2018.
I took my high school in Athabasca and worked for Revelstoke. In 1960, the fall of 60, I went to Fort St. John and then worked there till 64 and then went to St. Paul for the co-op in 66. I moved to Spirit River where I met my first wife, Charlotte, and we were married after a short while. And my first son was born in the Fairview Hospital in 1971. And in February 72, we moved to Bonneville. We're only there 14 months, and we moved to Boyle. My second son was born in 74 in the University Hospital in Edmond. I raised the two boys. We were in Linden for 3 years from 76 to 80, and the oldest son had taken his kindergarten in Boyle, and then he started school, grade one in Linden, which was a Mennonite community. And the youngest one did kindergarten in Linden, and then we moved in August of 1980. We moved to Stettler, where we decided not to move again while the boys went to school. So the youngest one took all his grade school there, and the oldest one finished his high school there. And the oldest one went to work for an oil field company for a year before going to Red Deer College, and he took a biotech degree. 1 year in Red Deer and 1 year in Nate, and his name was Travis, and he couldn't, when he graduated, he couldn't find a job, so he worked for the Department of Highways the in-between years, and when he graduated, he worked for them for the summer right up till November, and then they wanted him to come back in March, but he wasn't one to sit around, so he went to work for the electrician in Stettler and worked for him and apprenticed for 2 years and was finished his second year. And I said, what do you want to keep doing that? And he said, no. So we started a recycling business, him and his mother and I. He lost his mother about 3 months into starting a new company, but he still runs it and lives in Black Falls, runs our business in Lacombe, and along with his brother, younger brother, who had took all his schooling in Stettler, went to Red Deer College for about 4 months, didn't like it, came home and went to work for his uncle in the carpet business in Edmonton. Then when his mother got sick, he came home and lived with us to help me look after his mother. She had cancer and never went to the hospital, and she was at home until 2 days before she passed away. We looked after her at home. Then he got involved in the, I had the weather strip business at that time and was covering the four western provinces. And he was going to try that, but he tried it for about 3 months and said, that's not for me, Dad. So I went back on the road and they run the recycling. year and a half later, Jan and I got married and lived in Stettler for about a year. And then we built a house in Lacombe and lived there until the boys and we sold the Weatherstep business, and they stayed in the recycling. And we lived there till 2003, and then the boys took over the business and we moved to Athabasca. The boys run the business as it was, as a recycling business, and for all of Alberta, and went into the other provinces a bit. Then in 2016, they weren't making any money. We were doing plastics and filters. So they got out of the filter business and the oil business, and we're just doing plastics. But we had a 50 by 100 building that was being used for storage. And so we said, my oldest son said, he decided to go into baseball, and they built a batting cage and a pitching mound in the warehouse and really got into it in the fall of 17. They now, both of them work into that. We have plastics in a 72 by 100 building, and they've built rooms in the, because we had a 74 by 174 building to work on, and part of it is still recycling, but they built a two-story room in the building, and they make baseball bats. They don't, but a fellow they rent the space to, and he sells them all over the world. And the boys are booked up from 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, 7 days a week, for people to come there and practice hitting and pitching. They sell baseball bats, they sell baseball shoes, Gatorade and water. They don't sell pop. And
isn't that interesting?
They come from Rocky Mountain House, Wetaskiwin, Red Deer, Olds, all over the country. And they've been fairly fortunate. We don't know how the summer will be, but so far they're booked up till the end of May.
Isn't that good? Now, are they married? Do you have grandchildren?
The oldest son has been married for 19 years. He has a twins, a boy and a girl, who just turned 16, and they started grade 10 in Lacombe, because Black Falls doesn't have a high school. My youngest son, when we got moved to Lacombe, I said to him, don't stop your education, you guys. So my youngest son went to DeVry for 2.5 years and got a degree in computer and bookkeeping. So they share the businesses quite well. The youngest one, Chris, is the bookkeeper, accountant, and Travis is the dreamer and manager.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
good.
He does all his own advertising, logos, so on and so forth. He draws them himself. And he's picked up, since we started this compound, they call it, and you can see that on the internet if you want to look at it. Some guy asked him to refurbish his glove, and I was talking to him yesterday, and he said, I just started the middle of March and I've done 30 already.
Wow.
And relacing them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I had a fellow Monday brought a glove in that was from the 1920s. And he said, I want you to fix it up. And not that I'm going to play with it, but it's... So, yeah, they're doing quite well in that. And the plastics, they have one truck and they're putting the second one on the road.
Oh, that's good. So things are going well for your son.
Yeah, it was quiet for a year or so.
Mm-hmm. Is your younger son married?
Yes, he's married and has a 12... He'll be 13 years old this year, and his daughter is 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife works for the city of Red Deer in the planning department. The oldest one, his wife, does not work out of the home. She was a healthcare nurse and looked after seniors.
Mm-hmm.
But she quit that a year before they had children. And she was, her husband, my oldest son, is like myself. Somebody's going to look after the children, preferably the mother.
That's right.
Because I did the same thing. My wife was a school teacher, made more money than I did. But when she had children, we decided she wouldn't teach.
Mm-hmm.
So for 10 years, she stayed home, and then she subbed.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. Well, you know, I think we've covered things pretty well here.
They can